Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live line, Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, as we look at the week in tech, which Mike was kind of dominated this week of the robo-taxi service launched by Tesla. Now, it's not the first self-driving car, but they kind of look like the first normal self-driving cars, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, definitely. They have a familiar shape, and that's because these are existing Tesla products. They're Tesla Model Ys at one point in recent history. This was the best-selling vehicle in the world, so it's a familiar shape on roads and on American roads. This is a very limited rollout of Tesla's robo-taxi service here in Austin. It is a geo-fenced sort of location. These taxis don't go to the airport. They don't get on highways. They don't really operate in inclement weather from what we've been able to gather, and they are only invite only at this point. So at this point, Tesla has sent out invitations to fans and to certain influencers to get a chance to take a ride in these taxis, but so far no real mainstream outlets have gotten a chance to play around with them. It is a flat fee in addition to that, so it's $4.20 per ride, $4.20. It's a marijuana reference that has gotten Elon Musk, the CEO of this company, into trouble in the past, but even still, that's where they stand right now. It's a limited rollout as well. There's only 10 to 12 vehicles, we think, in operation in Austin at this point. Tesla playing it very safe, and maybe that's for the best, guys, because Tesla is facing an investigation from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration into its autopilot system, which is not a full self-driving service. It's more of a semi-autonomous service, but they say that, you know, they're looking into recent crashes where autopilot may have been active, including a crash where a person died. So there's a lot of scrutiny on this right now, and Tesla is, as we said, playing it very safe with this limited rollout in Austin.
All right. You know, self-driving vehicles, we know they're in select cities. When might they come to places like Buffalo?
Yeah, so New York is very restrictive as a state in what they allow in terms of these sort of semi-autonomous vehicles. Recently, Waymo, which is Google's sort of self-driving vehicle division, or Alphabet's self-driving vehicle division, they applied for special permitting here in New York because there is a regulation that states there always needs to be a safety driver behind any sort of self-driving vehicle or semi-autonomous vehicle. Tesla in Austin, for what it's worth, does have a safety person in the car, though, in the passenger seat. New York, for, you know, many reasons, has regulated against, you know, any sort of lack of person behind the wheel ready to take over. So Waymo wants to start testing vehicles in the city, in New York City, without people behind the wheel. So there's, you know, special permitting to do that. It is going to take some time, though. So, not in the short term, it doesn't seem like, but, you know, perhaps within the next, you know, 1 to 2 years, you could see Waymo's or some of their competitors start to show up in Buffalo. I would maybe not hold your breath on Tesla, because Tesla does seem to be playing a little bit of catch up here in this space. Waymo has been operating in Austin for, you know, depending on how you count, about 10 years now. Amazon has Zoox, which is their self-driving vehicle division. Volkswagen is running autonomous test vehicles in certain cities. And there's a handful of others out there. Tesla says that this is kind of the next stage of the company, right? That they're going to become a robo-taxi operation as opposed to a traditional car maker. They say that this self-driving vehicle technology, some combination of cameras and artificial intelligence, is the reason for their sky-high valuation. It's the reason that the company is valued like a tech company and not like a car company. You know, they've got some hills to climb. They've got some road left to drive down if that is going to be the case. Starting in Austin, when will it show up in Buffalo? It might be a while.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath here, Mike. Yeah. Heard you were talking this morning about Meta's Superintelligence Lab, just after I'm reading these stories about how superintelligence might end us all, and now Meta's just doubling down, building a huge lab for it. Jeez, come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are supposedly putting out offers for artificial intelligence researchers out there for salaries in the nine-figure range, guys. So if you've been sitting on a sort of artificial intelligence computer engineer degree that you haven't been using, well, maybe, you know, toss in the Indeed application for one of these, because it seems like a pretty plum gig. Meta's goal here is to basically catch up in the artificial intelligence race. They have been sort of lagging behind. Their most recent models, which is an artist known collectively as Llama 4, haven't been doing as well on some of these AI tests as some of their competitors over at Google or at OpenAI. And now they are trying to basically reset, right? They're going to bring in some people from, you know, various other companies around Silicon Valley to kind of bolster their, you know, artificial intelligence operation. Super intelligence is an interesting word here, too. They're calling this the super intelligence lab. That is often a word, though it is sort of vaguely defined, that is used to describe artificial intelligence that goes beyond the capabilities of the human brain. And if you listen to figures in the artificial intelligence space, they'll tell you that that's going to be the turning point, right? That's going to be the watershed moment when, you know, all of our lives change. We can offload most of our boring day jobs over to computers and basically all just go on vacation. There's a lot of reason to be skeptical about that, but even still, Meta is investing a lot of money in that to the tune of $14 to $15 billion, we think.
How long do you think I could, you know, stay on the job before they realize that I'm a buffoon? You mentioned, what, nine figures?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. How long? Yeah. How long will Meta keep you on board?
I only need to last like 6 months at that rate.
Hey, yeah. Look, right. half of, you know, nine figures is fine by me. You know,
be so, set for a while.
good question there. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I think with this AI thing, we're all feeling a little dumb, right?
Well, I mean, hey, worth mentioning too, guys, that this artificial intelligence, you know, idea, there is some evidence that it could be slowing down, right? Apple recently put out a report, and Apple's very much in the artificial intelligence race, that some of the cutting edge language models that are out there, what are known as large reasoning models, might not actually be as smart as we think they are. And there's also some reporting that the training data for a lot of these models is starting to run out, essentially, that we've trained these computers on the whole internet, and where do we go from there if they're still hallucinating and making mistakes, as all of these models continue to do? So don't feel too dumb, because these models are still, to a degree, kind of dumb themselves.
Good.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm breathing a little easier. Mike, thanks so much. Mike Dubusky, every Tuesday with us with a look at the tech world.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.